Tim, does this mean Prince George is booming right now?
Well, Prince George is booming. Our unemployment rate's down to 5.7% versus the provincial average at 8.8%. This comes on the heels of some fairly dramatic capital expansions that are going on in the resource sector. Our university is an award-winning university. It tied Harvard University for top sustainable university in North America. Earlier in the year, it's number three in the McLean's rankings. So the Prince George of yesteryear, where it was completely a forest-dependent community, is a much more diversified, resource-based economy that also has outstanding post-secondary institutions.
Well, in a case like me, I'm some guy who was born here in Vancouver. I've been down here in radio for 36 years. So Prince George doesn't look like an option for me, but I imagine you're trying to attract younger people up there, are you?
Well, we're trying to attract a whole set of folks, ranging from retirees who would like to cash in their house in the Lower Mainland and move to where prices are much, much less. You know, for example, on the housing, on a housing metric, it's about $240,000 is the average price for a home. Vancouver West Side, it's about $1.9 million. Vancouver East Side, it's $770,000 by the figures that I've got. You know, so the live metrics work for people who want to cash out of the Lower Mainland and move north. The unemployment rate being at 5.8% sets up a number of opportunities for those who would like to get high quality, well paid employment. It's also a great place to play as well. We've got a full suite of urban amenities ranging from sports facilities. The Charles Jago Northern Sports Center, for example, is actually an Olympic legacy. A wonderful amenity that's at our university. We have theater groups, symphony, and everything else. So when you think of Prince George, it's a city of about 80,000 people. It's the largest city in northern British Columbia. It's a hub city. And it's, as we say at Initiatives Prince George, we're trying to build it as a sustainable knowledge-based resource economy connected to the world. But, you know, in order to continue to move to the next level, we'd like to attract people to live, work, play, retire, and go to school in Prince George.
Tim, last time I was in Prince George was just under 2 years ago, and the thing that surprised me was the number of businesses in the old downtown core that aren't there anymore. Are things improving for businesses in that area, or are they moving out to other outlying parts of the city?
Yeah, well, Prince George faced what a number of communities face, and that's that, you know, a lot of the new big box stores tend to locate on the periphery of the city. So that has had some effect on the downtown. But we do have a very aggressive program underway to revitalize our downtown. There's three big catalyst projects that we're talking about. The Wood Design and Innovation Center is about bringing the university and college downtown into a bit of a downtown campus. There's a performing arts center planned for the downtown core. And we're working with a number of firms to do student housing in the downtown with a full transit loop up to the two post-secondary institutions. And as well as that, we've done some design work around revitalizing the downtown. And there are a number of firms that are actually investing back in our downtown. For example, TELUS has announced 100 jobs in addition to 166 that they've put in place in the downtown, bringing their total to about 400. That are within their node at Prince George. Fortis BC, which was Terrison, has announced 125 job customer care center in downtown Prince George. Northern Health Authorities moved a number downtown. So we've got an aggressive 4-year plan. My vice president of initiatives, Prince George, is working with the city's real estate department on a very aggressive plan to renew our downtown. And we see that as a key item moving forward.
All right, Tim, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Tim McEwen up in Prince George with Initiative Prince George, talking about rebuilding their city.